Welcome to this edition of The Harp Without the Crown, where I'll be taking a look at early Butte history in the Butte Irish community when Evan de Valera visited Butte on July 26, 1919. De Valera is most known for his involvement in the Irish independence movement of the 1900s and is considered to be one of the most dominant political leaders of 20th century in Ireland. He served as President and Prime Minister of Ireland and was a battalion commander with the Irish Volunteers during the Dublin Easter Rising of 1916, during which the Irish Proclamation for Independence was read on the steps of the General Post Office in Dublin. His visit to Butte was considered to be one of the most notable visits in Butte history. It's remarkable that he came to Butte just 3 years after being sentenced to be executed and then later released for his role in the 1916 Easter Rising. De Valera started his American trip in June 1919, was warmly greeted along the way. He spoke to 40,000 people in Chicago and was unable to talk to that gathering for 26 minutes due to a constant applause. He spoke to a crowd of 17,000 in Madison Square Garden in New York City. And Butte would match these larger cities, where he addressed 10,000 people at Hebgen Field at the corner of 2nd and Oregon Streets in Butte. He was greeted that day upon arrival at the train station by Anaconda Company Mine Band that played Irish and American airs for the festive occasion. Police had difficulty in clearing the way as De Valera walked slowly from the train station to Front Street, where he was met by Montana Lieutenant Governor W.W. McDowell and Butte Mayor W.T. Stodden. The Anaconda Standard reported that it was a welcome such as been accorded few men upon their arrival to Butte, even comparing it to a visit by Williams Jennings Bryant, who had run for president. A semi-holiday was declared, and people from Great Falls, Missoula, Helena, and Billings were in town for the event. And Anaconda stores closed for the day and sent a delegation of 500, headed by James H. Murphy, for the speech. And they presented an invitation for De Valera to visit Anaconda. Another account stated that Butte's ever-ready hand of welcome was extended full length. Never before in the history of Montana has an Irish leader of similar rank visited the state. And it's unlikely that no more spontaneous or enthusiastic welcome was ever accorded an Irish leader. An Anaconda Standard editorial compared De Valera to George Washington. A parade started for De Valera, and his delegation started from the train station up Utah Street, and it was attended by 5,000 people. And eventually it made its way to the courthouse by way of East Park, North Montana, and Granite Streets. And De Valera was met by a group of 300 Butte schoolchildren under the direction of Mrs. Frances Hart Parks, all singing patriotic songs. He later made it to the Finland Hotel for dinner and prepared for his talk that evening at Hebgen Field. Hundreds were reported outside the Finland Hotel to either meet him or at least catch a glimpse of him before his speech later that evening. Well, excitement was filling at Hebgen Field that evening, where the audience started to show up as early as 6 p.m. for an 8 p.m. address. The grandstand became crowded and space in the park became filled with automobiles. And the event began with the playing of the Star Spangled Banner by the Anaconda Company Mine Band. And Butte Judge Jeremiah Lynch, founder of the local Patrick Pierce Club, introduced De Valera as a man of solid patriotism. De Valera was met by an 8-minute applause as he remarked, "On that occasion was the most marvelous I've ever witnessed." His speech was continuously interrupted by wild applause, even though De Valera was struggling with laryngitis that evening and facing a stiff wind that cut his address short. He detailed what America and Butte could do for Irish independence. Well, the strong wind might have made it hard for some to hear the entirety of the speech, but there were huge cheers at every mention of Irish freedom never before heard at a mass meeting in Butte, especially when De Valera said, "Irishmen want their country and they want freedom." What did De Valera accomplish in Butte? Well, De Valera presented to the Butte Irish the moral and legal reasoning for the establishment of an Irish Republic free from England's rule, and most importantly, he presented concrete ways for Butte to assist in achieving the goal of Irish independence. He emphasized that the push for Irish independence required active participation on the part of the Butte Irish to lobby their political leaders at all levels on Ireland's behalf. And De Valera recognized more than anyone else, the emerging power of America in the area of foreign affairs, and that the U.S. government, if pushed by an energized Irish-American population, could convince England to grant Irish independence. Both Montana U.S. Senators Murray and Walsh implemented De Valera's instructions by advocating for Irish independence on the floor of the U.S. Senate. local Butte Irish organizations such as the Robert Emmett Literary Association and the Ancient Order of Hibernians became involved in this effort to lobby elected officials, mainly by a massive letter-writing campaigns to political officials. And it's also important to note that De Valera raised significant amounts of money while in Butte to direct toward Irish independence. By November 1919, De Valera had raised over $12,000 from his three trips to Butte for the Irish Independence Fund. And although it would take almost 30 more years after De Valera's visit to Butte for Ireland to achieve complete independence from England, his visit to Butte was received by an informed Butte Irish community, still wanting and willing to keep active in the drive for Irish independence. It was a great day to be in Butte when Evan De Valera came to town. Well, this has been John Conlon, host of the Rocky Road to Dublin here on KBMF. And thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next installment of The Harp Without the Crown.
The Harp Without the Crown is written and hosted by John Conlon, with production assistance from the staff of KBMF in Butte, Montana. Special thanks to the staff of the Butte Silver Bow Public Archives and the University of Montana Mansfield Library in Missoula. Find this and other episodes of The Harp Without the Crown at butteamericaradio.org.